Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to.
Have you ever felt that flush of excitement when New Zealand is mentioned in an overseas TV program? Well, that can happen in the musical world as well. In the past, I've put together episodes of Counting the Beat that feature New Zealand bands covering other New Zealand artists, and I'll put links to those on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. But in this episode, I look at overseas covers of New Zealand songs. First up is a cover of OMC's worldwide smash hit Power Bazaar, given a lo-fi indie treatment by Montreal band The Diskettes.
Brother Pele is in the back, sweet Cena's in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flashes from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Taylor breathes words of comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps his shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we pull in for some gas. A freshly pasted poster feels a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Pele speaks righteous, sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre. Ringmaster steps up, says the elephants left town. People jump and jive, and the clowns inch back around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for, and why. Pele yells, we're out of here, and Cena says, right on. Make your moves and starting grooves before they knew we're gone. Jump into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey. By the rights, how bizarre.
Marshall Crenshaw is from Detroit, Michigan. He's played John Lennon in the off-Broadway show Beatlemania, and he played Buddy Holly in the 1987 film La Bamba. His sound has been described as clear, clean-lined, guitar-centered pop rock with roots in classic soul music and British Invasion songcraft. So it was a surprise in the early 90s when he covered New Zealand's Tall Dwarfs. Here he is with a pretty straight cover of their song Face of Fashion.
I know why.
The Lemonheads' 1988 album Lick is regarded by fans and critics as engaging but uneven, with tension between the two songwriters Evan Dando and Ben Dealey fairly evident. The song also contains a couple of covers, notably Suzanne Vega's Luca, but also a song less well known, that is, outside of New Zealand punk rock circles. The Lemonheads covered Proud Scum's I Am a Rabbit, which originally featured on the seminal AK-79 compilation. The Lemonheads version, if anything, is more raucous, showing the influence of American hardcore in the intervening years. One of the more dreadful selections in my collection of overseas bands covering New Zealand songs comes from Donny Osmond with his cover of Crowded House's Don't Dream It's Over. Like Marshall Crenshaw, the Dirt Bombs are from Detroit, Michigan, but unlike his clean sound, the Dirt Bombs are in the garage, bringing together punk rock and soul with a dual bass guitar, dual drum and guitar lineup. The Dirt Bombs have put out an album now, but originally they were conceived as a singles band, and throughout their time they've continued to release a number of notable limited edition 7-inch records. Those singles are often released in conjunction with tours, the band covering artists from the region that they're visiting. The band have recorded two songs from New Zealand's Ray Columbus and the Invaders, although the single as yet is unreleased. Here are the Dirt Bombs covering the Invaders, The Crunch. We'll be right back.
just gone to the dogs. Maybe I'm saying here's our chance now. I'm freshly going. Make a moment showing our
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio. In this episode, we've heard overseas bands covering OMC, Tall Dwarfs, Proud Scum, Crowded House, and Ray Columbus and the Invaders. You'll find more information and links to the artist's sites on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.